Brother Kyrie is dropping 34, going perfect in the first half while fasting. Harden couldn't do that what even if he ate like six meals before the game and some, and some on top of that.
Brother, you were making a point. But then,
I thought we were talking about that.
I don't know.
Welcome back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep,
Yo,
Harry.
What's good?
Dodge.
Hi.
I knew he was going to say some shit. Okay. Today's episode, we're going to get right into it. NBA play-ins, starting off with the Nets.
Crazy, right? The Nets, the play-in.
Why are you talking?
Is it that crazy?
You could have been there with us.
In the play-in? No, yeah. We chill in the top five.
All right, yeah. I'm going to be first round exit.
To the Raptors? All right, it could happen.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you're questioning it.
I'm not questioning it. I'm going to put my head down.
You,
have faith
you
in
not
the team.
Playing.
So what? So what?
You don't have to put your head down for anything. You need to say with chest, if anything, what you fucking think.
Sixers and six.
Thought he was going to average 15 minutes in that
what are we talking about
first
the
quarter. That was the real question is, why are we talking about the Sixers? Is the Nets versus Cleveland, which was a good game, I believe. Kyrie out there fasting, dropping 30 bombs. KD, on the other hand, a little bit of, you know, he's been a little bit off from the three-point line, I'd say. But he only hit one. He got it done from mid-range assists, 11. He's been putting crazy assists this season, I think, with Kyrie back. With Kyrie back and not Harden there, way more assists.
Why are we talking about Harden?
Way more assists. I'm just saying. I'm
just
pointing out the fact from that game, and ever since Kyrie been back, I think everybody stepped up. Bruce Brown has been amazing as well. Drummond doing his job in that game. Claxton putting some numbers up.
Did Andre Drummond play to his full potential?
I think that was good. That was good from Drummond. 16 points, 8 rebounds.
Those were his best games as a Nets player.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what more you can expect from Drummond. He's not going to go out there and put up 30 and 30. He's probably like the fifth. He's probably the fifth option. And dropping 16 and 8 on 11 shots is pretty good.
But you got to give a shout out to Garland. Like 34 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists. He did everything he can. Mobley's there. Kevin Love, we all know he's not what he's.
You guys think if they had Jared Allen, then Cavs would have won, or just would have been a little bit of a tougher game?
Would have been closer. Let's be honest. The score does not reflect this game.
Yeah, the Nets were up 20 easily.
They didn't win by just 7 points, bro.
They did what they've done all year long.
They demolished them.
They dominated
the
whole game.
They keep letting up leads.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And so that's why it was gonna bring me back to my point is that. You need at least 10, 15 rebounds out of a guy like Drummond if you're going to, even a guy like Claxton. They need to be putting up double-digit rebounds. I mean,
Drummond only played 19 minutes.
I was just going to say 19 minutes, bro. That's nothing. That's like nothing.
Claxton got most of the minutes.
But my point being, any team that they're going to face that has good centers, center-dominant teams, I'm talking about Western Conference, you know what I mean?
It's going to be tough.
Talking about the finals, if that's their goal. Kyrie and KD are going to come in and do their thing. Nobody has any doubt about that. But you need more from their bigs, I think, if they're going to be not a playoff team. You're a contender right now because they're not even, I don't even think they're top five. This surprised me. They're not even favored to win against Boston. We could sit here and be like, no, that's just not. We don't understand why that's it. Yes,
because
but
Boston
it
has
makes
like
sense.
The best defense right now.
Exactly. That's what I was literally about to say. They got the DPOY. Boston's a tough place to play Boston is tough to play in.
You know, the Vegas and insider odds still have the Nets for the third best odds to win the ring. The Celtics are in fourth. So, I mean, it's going to be a very, very close series. Are we talking about the Celtics now, or are we going to talk about the other?
One more thing about the Nets.
We're still talking about the planes. We still got three games.
That's the starting rotation, excellent. One of the best in the league. Even the second rotation where either KD or Kyrie is sitting. But that third rotation where Bruce Brown kind of takes point, that's where you start losing your leads. Because that's what happened. Like,
he only takes point like sometimes, but we have Dragic back now. So Bruce Brown only runs point kind of with the starting unit because they're doubling KD or Kyrie. And then if Bruce Brown is holding the ball, then he can literally just give the ball to anybody because they're not doubling him. But
He got himself 8 assists that game. He was dishing.
When the Nets bench is playing like not like terrible, it's probably like a top, I don't know, 6 bench, top 7 bench.
If y'all play the defense y'all played on the Sixers throughout the playoffs, you don't have any concern.
Their defense is really good when they're like fully like trying. I feel like sometimes some games they're just not going all out. I feel like some players are coasting and some players are like going hard. But I feel like once the actual series starts against the Celtics, you'll see that the Nets' defense is not as bad as is ranked. I think it's like somewhere between 15 and 20th in the league, which is like pretty bad. But so I think when they turn it up, it's not anywhere near that bad.
So let's just finish and wrap up the play-in real quick. Atlanta, Cleveland, who are you guys taking in that game? As we can just go around and give a little insight real quick.
I mean, I was just going to say if they gave... I mean, it was kind of a close game with the Nets, I'd say.
Go ahead.
They might be able... That's all I was going to say. They might be able to...
So today, Trae Young didn't even hit 2 three-pointers.
Yeah.
And yet still won.
Blew out the Hornets.
And they blew out the Hornets. So... I love the Cavs, but when Trae Young is hot, if he is hot, I don't think they stand a chance, bro.
I don't know if those reports of Jared Allen maybe coming back for this game are true, but even without him, I think the Cavs definitely have like a deeper, like I feel like more people on the Cavs can score than the Hawks can, even though the Hawks have a lot of scorers, but we saw Trae was off, and
but that's all they have. The right scores. Their defense is not going to. Their defense is not going to sit there and strap up. Yeah,
no playoff experience.
Yeah,
I think. I don't know. I feel like Cleveland will take that game, playing game.
I think the Hawks can pull it out.
The Cavs are most likely going to win this game. For the Hornets game, I think they were just having an off game, like horribly off game.
Yeah.
Besides Washington, everybody was like kind of under 50%. Except for like 3 role players, which they only shot at once or twice, like Plumlee, Harrell, and basically PG Washington. PG Washington played an okay game, but for the rest, LaMelo, Rozier, and everybody else played a horrible game.
Ejected.
Yeah, horrible, horrible game. So the Hawks got a little bit lucky.
Or Hornets got some growing up to do. They got some maturing to do. Yeah. They do.
For sure. It's a young squad.
It's a young squad, and the fact that they are the 10th seed. And let's just say they're not a playoff team, right? Let's be honest. They are not. They are not a solid playoff team yet. But with that being said, so, Todd, you're taking the Hawks, right?
Yeah.
Harry, you're taking the Cavs?
I'm taking Cavs.
Hamza's taking the Cavs.
I think we saw the Cavs' potential when they were like a top 3 seed in the East.
If Jaren Allen,
a few other teams,
if Allen's
were,
playing,
a few other
it'd be
teams,
a good game, but
a few
I think
other
the Hawks
teams were injured
off.
During that
I
run.
Think,
but the Cavs
think,
were on all cylinders. I think are better than the Hawks on all cylinders.
If,
that's what I think.
If Jared Allen is back,
if Caris LeVert has a good game,
I think he's gonna be the turning point for the Cavs, and then it'll be a for sure win.
Because
in my
Allen,
Clint Capella cannot sit.
Allen takes away Capella, and then the Hawks will have no size.
They have no, and exactly, and even Capella's not.
Capella was dominating the Hornets. There's nobody to guard him on the Hornets.
But he's not a center.
He's not crazy dominant.
He's not a
he's
center
big,
like who's
going
to he's a big man.
He's just big.
He can shoot. He can set you, you know,
smart.
Hit a mid-range shot here and there
smart.
And he has a high IQ player. But if Jared Allen is back, I'm taking the Cavs. So with that being said,
if the Hawks play a game like this where it's people like Gallinari and Herter scoring, then I don't think they're going to win, but
Trae Young has only had 24 points this game. He's had more than 5 40-point games this season.
He took a lot of shots.
Yeah. He's went 1-for-7 from 3. So I think this is the last play-in game left. New Orleans and L.A. I'm taking L.A. with or without Kawhi. But I think Pelicans give him a run for their money because the Pelicans, in a way, I think could be the kryptonite for a team like the Clippers.
Pelicans have...
They match up well on paper against a team like this because you have Ingram against Paul George, which is I'll take that matchup.
Even if it's not Ingram, it's McCollum.
These teams, to think about it, if you do think about it, they are kind of young in the playoffs, yeah, right?
Very young.
Both, even though they have PG, even though they have Kawhi, they're still young, everyone, like, down from there in the playoffs, right? They're not veterans in the playoffs. And same thing with the Pelicans. They're not even veterans at all except CJ McCollum, really. But I think LA will pull off this win if PG shows up like he did, and which he has been doing, honestly. I don't think it's been a while since we've seen PG like this again, right? I mean,
nah, the how he was playing last game, I was kind of
impressed or no?
I was impressed.
He started off cold, but then the way he was playing in the fourth quarter was like, yeah.
Shots he was making, like, was towards the end, even though they were down low, he made a three with three people around him.
To start cold in like a playing game like that and still keep shooting and have confidence, you know, that
but then again,
shows that you're a great player.
Then again, who else is going to step up besides PG? I mean, in that last game.
There is nobody else.
Yeah,
to step
in
up.
That last game with Minnesota, Reggie Jackson was right behind him, and that's
Jackson
it.
Jackson didn't do jack. Hey.
And then again, once they face the Pelicans, they have also Valanciunas, which has dominated the Spurs.
And
LA has probably nobody to stop him on that side.
He had 22 and 14, and 11 of his 14 rebounds were on defense.
But still,
if you miss shots, no. If you miss shots against the Pelicans, which the Clippers can be known to, if they go on a cold streak, they're not going to get those second chances. And
I think the Pelicans' probably most underrated player is Herb Jones, like the rookie. He's probably their best defensive player. Like, I don't even know. I mean, besides Valanciunas, he's a big man. But if Herb Jones is on PG the whole game, like, I'm super comfortable with that.
Yeah.
He could definitely lock him up. I think. Definitely under 30 points, maybe under 25. I think he's that good as a rookie.
Hey, man.
I'm taking the Pelicans. I don't know.
If LA folded to Pat Bev, then they're going to fold to New Orleans. That boy won the championship.
Shut
that day.
Down Reggie Jackson, bro.
Yeah. Nah, Pat Bev. Pat Bev.
Playing games,
give him the MVP.
Playing games has actually been
but
really
they, they the way they acted after the game, bro. Yeah, good on Pat Bev. He beat the team.
Can we just talk about Pat
but
Bev
if you
quick.
If you go and jump on the announcer table, at least be in like a conference finals or something like that.
Yeah, right.
So moving on to the playoffs, let's talk about the first matchup, Minnesota and Memphis, starting at the bottom of the bracket.
Memphis is going to whoop ass.
You think they're going to sweep them?
Maybe sweep it. It's possible.
If
I wouldn't guarantee it, but
I think Kat. Oh my God!
Timberwolves have enough talent to get at least one dub.
This is gonna be a crazy matchup on
it's
the big
be
men.
Bad physical and a crazy score.
Yeah,
I just expect dunks.
It's gonna
dunks.
Be a typical like Western Conference like tough. It's gonna be a tough series. Yeah. It's gonna be brutal. I expect there to be tempers flaring. I expect there to be plenty of Pat Bev in Jaw's face. Kat's vocal, but let's be honest, he's soft. He's still soft. You saw the bullshit that he was pulling. He literally had Shaq called him out on this. He was like, "The only reason I call you soft is because you literally have wide open paints and you turn around and take jumpers the little from the box and shit like that." That's why he went 0-for-7 to start off the game. If Kat has a game like that, has any games like that, it's over. But the fact that they still won without that, I mean, I think it was like that's why you get those players like Pat Bev, right? In moments like that where they'll come out and make you have to just make the other team mess up, right? That's all you have to do is just make whoever makes the most mistakes in any game is going to lose. And that's what Pat Bev does. He causes mistakes. But I don't think the Grizzlies' tempo and just chemistry is just like the Wolves are not on that same level. I would say
they're just going to have a play like they're going to have to
have,
play a very physical
raw
game.
Athleticism and like good offense. But on the defensive end, they're not going to stop the Grizzly. And maybe they'll score decent points, and I expect them to get at least one game because like you have to get one, right?
So 4-1, you're saying 4-1?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too for the Grizzlies. It's gonna be a really physical, just like we saw with LA. A lot of scrap, but I mean, and the Grizzlies, I don't think they're known much for their 3-pointer, but they're a very scrappy team. They're good on second chance points, and they'll get in the paint like most of the time, and so are the Timberwolves. But for the Timberwolves, D'Lo has to step up just like he stepped up when Cat was out. And if they're both there, they both step up along with Anthony Edwards and what he's been putting up at the end of the season. They can have a good chance of beating the Grizzlies. But I just see it as a physical game. It could go both ways, but seeing what the Grizzlies have done this season, I'm expecting them to win out at least 4-1 to hold them out like that.
And the biggest matchup to me is probably like Cat versus Steven Adams.
Yeah, exactly.
If Cat can get the best of Steven Adams, like if he can just keep him, I mean, Steven Adams is not going to score more than like 15 points max like every game, like 12 points. He's there for boards and defense. But yeah. If Cat can, you know, get off, like if Cat like can be on the 3-point line and actually make his shots, then Steven Adams is probably going to be subbed out, and the Grizzlies are going to go small, right? But I mean, I don't know. I feel like the Timberwolves are a bad matchup for the Grizzlies, but I'm not saying they're going to win the series, but I feel like it might be like a 4-2. Just because the Grizzlies are inexperienced in the playoffs and everybody's, you know, trying a little bit harder and, you know, studying a little bit more film and, like, you know, locked in, I feel like it could go 6. But the Grizzlies should dominate the way they've been playing and the way they've been talking after every game they win in the regular season. I don't know. I feel like as young teams, it's not always going to be a sweep.
Yeah.
Gentlemen sweep. All Let's I know go. Is Cat is a winner every night. Goes home to right. peace okay. like.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So
that's a tech.
Let's move on to Golden State and Denver. Who is going to be in for Golden State?
I think Steph's back.
It's possible that he might be.
I think he's back. I don't know if he's going back for game one. Game one might be questionable, but even without him, bro. Without him, the Warriors are very capable of beating the Nuggets. The Nuggets, for them to win, Jokic has to be in peak
MVP
form.
Level.
If he's not scoring close to 30 and 10 rebounds, 10 assists plus with not that many turnovers, the Nuggets can't win a game. If he's scoring 20 points and 10 and 10, they're probably not going to win. So Jokic obviously is the biggest piece in this series. And if Steph comes back, the series should be like a 4-1. That's how good the Warriors are, I think.
If they're playing how they're supposed to play.
Yeah, but if the Warriors are playing like they did in the recent stretch of the season, the little slump, if they go back to that. Well, I mean, the Nuggets are scrappy. So, I mean, if the Warriors come out sloppy like that and Steph doesn't come back, let's say he does a setback or something, he doesn't come back for a couple games and they're playing sloppy. Jokic took him to the conference finals before.
Yeah.
So they have the experience.
It can go both ways. I'll say that too. For this game, I mean, the last time they saw each other, Curry dropped 34, but they couldn't hold Jokic to anything.
I just don't think they have that like guy to stop Jokic. At all times.
Yeah.
For someone who can stick with him throughout the whole game and not.
Yeah.
Have to get switched off. Like, you know what I mean? There's not one person that they can stick on him.
They have nobody who can stop Curry, Clay, or Draymond.
Yeah, that is. I agree like with
low,
that.
Like,
so
low key, like they have, like who's guarding
for the
who's
Warriors,
guarding those
their
three
offenses,
players?
Yeah. Their
so
defense.
It's just gonna be about who can just score more. I think.
Yeah, and the Warriors should definitely be able to score more.
Yeah, nobody's but really stopping Jokic.
Yeah,
not even if Draymond is back or Looney. And the last time they saw them, they did have Clay and Steph in, and they did win, along with what Jordan Poole has been putting up. So it's just like you said, if the Warriors are in that slump that they went in at the end of the season, then they might just slip. And with Curry's you don't know if he's injured.
He's not
100%. Not
100%. Yeah,
not 100%.
They're going to be careful with him. Clay hasn't been Clay, even
sometimes,
though he's back. Sometimes,
when he
some games.
He takes like 20, 25 shots. You know, like you're not going to get that every playoff game.
He's
still
trying to get in rhythm. It's been like 2 years since he, you know, been
it's
in
hard,
this
hard,
kind of,
bro.
Yeah,
so
playoff.
Are we all taking Warriors, basically?
I love Jokic, man. No. I think they came back from 3-1. Mm-hmm. The Warriors like to blow leads.
Yeah, but that three, how big of a part did Murray have in that? Massive.
That's true, 100%.
And
that's
MPJ.
A great point. Yeah.
They're not going to have probably either of them back for the playoffs, which is tough.
That just is so hard. Like
you're not, I don't think you can compete in later rounds, especially, you know, maybe not even the first round with Austin Rivers and Will Barton and Aaron Gordon as your options.
Both is so what this is actually
they're
really
good,
funny.
But they're not good enough.
That both stars from these teams, both you know what I mean? Like not both, but both sides of these teams, a lot of their stars are missing or not at 100%. You know what I mean? It's actually kind of, I didn't really think about that till now. You have all these missing people, and the Warriors are not. Draymond was, it still is, you know, he has his games. He doesn't have his games. Jordan Poole.
But I mean, they're in, though. At least the Warriors players are playing.
Yeah.
The Nuggets players have been ruled out. Those stars are not playing.
Yeah. Like, so, probably I think it's just going to be about if they get in swing. I mean, on paper, the Warriors should. But we know Jokic is not a, on he's paper. Not, you yeah. can't.
He's MVP.
Yeah, you can't put his yes. impact on paper. You can't put a number to it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I like the Nuggets, even though I know, you know, if the Warriors are nice, they'll get it. But I'm gonna take the Nuggets if the Nuggets do win, it's gonna be a 7-game series, 6-game series. It has to be. There's no way Steve Kerr.
They're not the team to blow them out, like sweep them, sorry.
I mean, if they do, they do. That's great. But I don't think they have the star power for that right now. You know what I mean? Maybe a year, maybe 2 years ago in the bubble. Sure.
Oh, first game, too. Campazzo's not even playing. He says he's suspended. So
see what I'm like?
It's going to be harder and harder.
I think I'm the only one who's going to take the Nuggets, but in seven. And if it, you know what? I just like, I like the Nuggets a little better. I know the smart choice is definitely the Warriors, but I'm going to take the Nuggets. So the next series I want to talk about is Utah Jazz and the Dallas Mavericks. I think I've been saying this for a while now. I think the Jazz are about to implode.
Possible.
I think.
They are going to scatter.
The way.
Going to explode. Players are going to get traded.
Donovan Mitchell passes the ball to Rudy Gobert sometimes, twice a game. Sometimes a little more, sometimes even less. So if your two stars are not passing to each other, I see no future in that team, and I see no reason why they'll win the series. Straight it the all, fuck up.
It all started with Rudy Gobert shutting down the league.
Yep.
But
Rudy Gobert shut down the league.
And the Mavs are now beating the Jazz without Luka.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No. Sorry.
Luka,
huge asterisk.
Luka's huge out smoking asterisk. Hookah.
You know why, right? He's all that weight he's been putting on. It's too much for his calves. I'm not even lying.
Because he's fat.
I'm not even lying.
And the
you can only keep that up for so long.
Why would the coach want to push for a better seed? Like, you're going to beat whoever you're playing if you have a healthy Luka. It doesn't matter who you're playing. I think it was stupid that he was playing that game. I don't even know he was playing. And then when he got hurt, it's not even like a... I think it's a pretty bad injury because a calf strain is not easy to come back to or come back from.
And be 100%.
I think Kevin Durant had a calf strain that year on the Warriors, and then he tried to come back from it, and then he tore his Achilles. So yeah. A calf strain is not easy to force yourself back from. I think he might sit out game one, maybe game two, but just because, you know, he's Luka and he's young and he wants to, you know, compete, he might get out there game two or game three.
Why?
Let's say he can't. Or if he gets back on there and he's not Luka, right? He's like 40%, 50%, 60% Luka. The Jazz definitely have a chance.
Yeah, Jason Kidd's an idiot, but they have a chance if Luka's not there. I think without Luka, they'll take him to 6-7 and win it. Even if it's less,
because but, yeah, Mitchell and Gobert aren't the flashiest star. I mean, Mitchell's
but they get the
good,
job done.
But like, yeah, they know how to play basketball. The coach is a really, really good coach. The culture is good. You know, like the team plays like a team.
They're hard to beat at home.
Regardless of Mitchell not passing to Gobert as much, like, you know,
still gets the job done.
They're still a good team, obviously, because to be fifth in the West is no joke. Yep. They're always there. Every year, we all say they're pushovers. They don't do anything in the playoffs, but they have experience. And if the Mavericks have Dinwiddie as their best player on the court,
it's gonna be long.
It's gonna be series. It's gonna be a good series. Yeah,
it's gonna be a long series.
But I'm just taking the Mavericks. I'll say in six or
with
seven.
Luka.
I'll say in six or seven, with or without Luka. Mavericks for 6 and 7.
I take the Mavericks too. Jazz rely on their 3-point too much, and if the three is not going, then they don't.
And
really
Mavs don't.
I mean, they do, but
every
not as
every team
Mavs
nowadays.
Mavs have Luka, and he always has a plan B. He can score any other way. But anytime the Jazz try to go from shooting and they're not doing good in shooting, they try to go any other way. They can't. They don't have like the system or the leadership.
That's actually a really good point because they used to kill it on the inside game. They used to Rudy Gobert used to be a dominant center. He's there defensively, and I think if he gets going, it's gonna be hard for the Mavs to stop a big like that. No, Bogdan.
Luka so far before his injury, it was like an MVP level season. I mean, we got crazy players right now.
Yes,
but that's like an MVP season.
He's always putting up MVP numbers when he's healthy. And this season he's been fat. Let's be honest, he's out of shape.
He had to play himself into shape.
Yeah,
it took him like 4 months.
Like
3 months. Like half.
It was like at least like 30-40% of the season.
There are so many players who do that who is like don't train as hard as the top athletes like do, and then they just play themselves into shape, but. We could see that Luka definitely gained weight,
and your body's taxed way more.
We
like
saw
that.
His stats too. In fact, the Mavs, were like 500 at the All Star break or something. I don't know if I remember that right.
Yeah.
Now they're the fourth seed. They're the fourth seed.
So
we're all taking Mavericks. I think.
Nah, I'm taking Jazz. If Donovan Mitchell steps up, how he did when they played each other at the beginning of the season and not towards the end because they faced each other again towards the end of the season and he was horrible, below like 40%, they're going to lose. They have – Jazz have Whiteside and Gobert. Gobert's still like grabbing hella rebounds, might be on defense, but it's always above like 10, 13 rebounds. I think Donovan Mitchell will – if he just played to – his potential, dropping like 25, 30 points, getting everybody going. They got Conley also stepping up. Clarkson will always step up. They can get it going. And if Luka's not there or if he's anything below 100, like 80%, I'll say, anything below that, I don't think they can keep up with the Jazz. And that's why I'm taking the Jazz too. I think also Tim Hardaway has been out since January, and I think he's also a big piece for it.
For
the Mavericks. And Hassan Whiteside is not bad for when Rudy gets off.
So the last matchup in the West has one game left, but I think it's probably going to be LA against Phoenix. I
mean, regardless who it is.
I was just about to say the same thing.
It's Cliff.
You won't beat the Phoenix Suns?
Are the Suns really going to lose to anybody who like...
No.
They'll lose one game.
They're not
game.
Losing to anybody in the West.
They'll tell you
that much.
They'll lose one game
to the
max.
Finals. Keep CP3.
They get to the finals, you think?
No, this series.
Yeah. Keep him to the finals, and then CP3 should retire right before the finals. And since he's on the team, he'll
get
the ring.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here.
But,
that's a Harden fan speaking right there.
I'm going
just because Harden couldn't get it done with CP3 doesn't mean you have to hate him.
Bro, I mean, Devin Booker got it done with CP3, so that means that...
Why do you hate on CP3?
I love CP3. I think he's great, but he's cursed, bro.
Is he cursed?
He is. Every team is a great regular season game.
Let's be honest, he is.
He was a few games away from winning it last year.
He was, and he's just cursed.
What happened?
Poor guy.
What happened?
His career's not over.
And with that whole thing that happened with LA in the beginning.
His career is not over, brother.
His career is not over.
No. He's an IQ player. He doesn't need athleticism. All right,
I don't know what the fuck this guy is talking about.
He's just unlucky with injuries.
He's unlucky.
Injuries. It's just injuries that hit him out of nowhere in the playoffs most of the time. He almost got it done with every team that he's been on.
They were leading the Bucks last year.
What was the thing? He got
and he
three
was injured.
Teams
he was injured.
To have franchise record wins?
Coming off a finals loss.
Yeah.
So
he took
the Suns.
They were one of the worst teams in the league.
Suns were literally the laughing stock for the past like 10 years.
Well, not even now. I'm talking about the Thunder, the year he was on their team.
That too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's something Westbrook couldn't do.
Excuse you.
So, Suns clean sweep, right? Just absolute dominance. I don't know about clean sweep, but yeah, okay, game. Let's move over to the East.
That's going all the way.
We got Boston and Brooklyn. I mean, you got a 7 seed versus a 2nd seed.
But they're not a 7 seed.
They're not.
There's more.
We all know they're not a real 7 seed. Yeah. They should, in reality, they should be a top 4 seed. Just a turbulent year,
I guess,
to say the least. It was a turbulent year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a turbulent from all that.
And here we are playing
the
Celtics again in the first round. Two years in a row.
one of the steps of.
It's almost like it was written somewhere.
Two years in a row playing Celtics. This is fine.
Bro, Kyrie loves it there.
I'm not worried about Kyrie or Kevin Durant.
I'm not worried about Kyrie.
I'm worried about literally everybody else.
It's a good worry to have.
And I don't want to be, you know...
Overly
optimistic.
I
don't want to jinx or be too optimistic. Is there any wood in this room?
Yeah, everywhere. The table, the walls.
There's a whole
box.
Door.
The fucking wooden
massive
booth
wooden
that's over there.
Booth behind me.
Ben Simmons is reportedly coming back this series as... latest as Game 3 or Game 4. He posted something on his story with, I know it sounds dumb, he posted an emoji that he only posts before games, and he's done it many, many times before.
This, this podcast used to be full of facts.
Bro, watch,
and
mark my words what I'm saying right now. Ben Simmons will be playing before Game 4. So watch.
Before or on Game 4?
No, before Game 4.
I can see that. 4-4.
And if Ben Simmons is back and replaces Bruce Brown in the starting rotation,
that's
good luck.
That's like
good luck, everybody. It's clip. Even if he doesn't play, all right. And say I'm completely wrong, this series is going 6 or 7. Just because the Celtics are actually really good, I want to say they're trash and all that, but
time and again they fail in the playoffs.
Their
though.
Coach turned the team around, bro. Like no joke. At the All-Star break, they were a joke. I counted them out.
Everyone did.
A lot of people did. They probably had like the top 3 record like after the All-Star break or something like that. And
they're the second seed in the East, bro, in a tough East.
If Rob Williams comes back, it's going to be an even better matchup. But with him out, I think
he's out. I think he's out.
He might come back.
I don't know. It's going to be. Yeah. He's a key.
I'm going to say Nets in 6. I'll say Nets in 6. I would like 5. Because they're capable of doing five games if they're all, like, you know, if they're locked in, but 6.
I would just like to piggyback on what you said with the turbulent year, you know,
and also
to say, Alhamdulillah, we gained a blessed brother after we lost a sinner who was just spending all his days looking at ass in the strip club.
Brother, if we are
to judge, we are not better than them. The only thing Harden knows is booty cheeks. That's it.
And little baby.
Ever since he landed in Philly, he's been looking at cheeks.
Cheeks and little baby.
That's it. Double cheeks, drops 4 points, and goes home.
And how to get a new hairstyle.
That's about it.
Is this appropriate for a podcast?
Yeah. Brother, yes, it is.
Shannon and Skip talk about it.
Brother Kyrie.
Are you Shannon Sharp?
Brother Kyrie is dropping 34, going perfect in the first half while fasting. Harden couldn't do that even if he ate like 6 meals before the game and some on top of that.
See, brother.
He's not doing that.
All right, we're going to have to retract that one.
Brother, you were making a point.
I thought we were talking about Nets.
I don't know how it always goes to James Harden. James Harden this, James Harden that.
But who's taking the Nets? Thompson, Harry?
Yeah.
Yep.
Celtics in 4.
Okay.
Brother Kyrie and Celtics in 6, he's going to drop 60 points.
I don't expect the Nets to win, but
wow.
But I kind of, I can see the Celtics winning.
I could see
the Celtics winning, but do I think they are? Especially if Ben Simmons back? Fuck no.
My thing with Ben Simmons, like I know,
but
okay,
it's very
he's
possible.
A good player. He's a good player. We'll see.
And if it's
player.
Any team in the first but, round that could give them the best, other than Milwaukee, maybe. I think this is the hardest matchup for the Nets.
I was going to say that like, when you guys were done, but listen, if the Nets can beat the Celtics, and let's say they do it in a somewhat convincing fashion,
yeah, the rest of the shit is a cakewalk.
How much better are the Bucks than the Celtics?
Yeah,
bro? Like the Celtics are
other than that
pretty
behemoth,
fucking
the
good.
Greek freak. But
Celtics are pretty fucking good, bro.
That boy Giannis is that X factor that makes the Bucks very, very good.
I agree.
One thing I want to say about the Nets.
But if you have two players dropping almost 80 points a night, what the?
What
fuck
two players
are you gonna do?
What two players drop 80 points?
If they do
together,
yes.
Harry, how do you feel about that?
What do you mean?
Them going off together.
The Nets?
Yeah. What? Is that like possible? Like, are the
what?
Shots
what is that
even,
possible?
Even if one doesn't even have, if one has like 30, they
30 or 40.
This past
30
game,
and 30, wait, 60 points.
This past game, they both just had 10 plus assists each.
Yes.
So he's Kyrie scored like 35, and Kevin Durant had
a
like,
perfect game, and
Kevin
had
Durant
more.
Kevin Durant had like 26, and they both had 10 plus assists.
That's what, they
every game they're literally getting better. This is technically. Is still like a fairly new squad compared. Look, like the Suns have been
the
Suns.
New were, factor of
the
it
Suns
is
have been playing with this squad for like almost like 3 years. The Nets are now just getting into a rhythm right when the playoffs start. And yeah, it's not an ideal time for that, but
they're getting
when,
into
when you
rhythm,
have two players
my,
like
my
that,
thing
and you're
about
getting into a rhythm better and better every single game. You know, it's hard to stop that.
I know that. I yes, you're right. But adding Ben Simmons. Could be really, really good.
It could
but
be.
It could,
it
also
could be really
be
bad.
Devastating.
It could be bad. But
it's
worst,
the first game.
Worst
to come
case
back
scenario.
Into playoff
I don't
game.
Think Steve Nash will. I don't think he'll hesitate to pull him out. If they could see visibly that he's not helping the team and that, like, you know, he's slow or he's
you think
not.
They're gonna keep forcing it.
What
if he's, not,
if,
playing
if he's
well.
Not playing well? I think he'll play less and less minutes if he doesn't play well. Because Bruce Brown is playing really good
yeah.
right now in his role.
The
Bruce
team
Brown
right now is enough.
Ben Simmons is literally just going to be slotted into the Bruce Brown role, just a little more expanded. He's going to be holding the ball a lot. He's going to be dishing out like Bruce Brown tries to do. But Ben Simmons can come downhill and slam the ball like LeBron in a fast break. That's the difference between him and Bruce Brown. He's a top
Bro,
five fast break player.
He's
a top five passer in the league. And he's a top five defender. At his position.
He's practically
he was a first team all-pro defender, bro. I know we hate on his scoring abilities, but he's a good defender.
I want to see your face when he attempts his first three-pointer.
Bro,
I just what did I just say? He's not
right.
a good
he
scorer, bro. We don't need him to do that.
I know, but he's going to shoot. You know he's going to shoot.
It's yeah. not like
if he can shoot, it's even more over for everybody else. I don't think the league wants Ben Simmons to start shooting.
All right, let's move on to Chicago and Milwaukee.
Only
Chicago.
I was to say this. Only way Boston Celtics can beat the Nets is if they yell "fuck Kyrie" loud enough. That's it.
Why?
Cat.
That's their only chance.
It's not happening.
And even and even then, and even
turn on Kyrie's
exactly,
takeover?
And even then, that will work against them. But that's what they're going to be doing every single
yeah,
game.
Yeah, that Boston crowd is crazy.
They can
even
do all that.
Said the Celtics are hard to beat at home.
Ain't shit, bro.
The but, Timberwolf right. crowd, even in the play-in, was kind of wild.
It ain't nothing.
So, Milwaukee and Chicago. I'm taking Milwaukee.
yeah, it's not even a conversation.
They're reigning champs. DeRozan could drop 40 points every game and still lose the series.
It's not going
to
matter.
to win. Be completely honest, it's happened this season. It can happen again.
They'll probably win.
DeRozan's
game.
40 points going to cancel out Giannis's, but the rest of the team is there as well. They score a lot. They defend a lot. There's no way the Bulls win this. They don't even have Lonzo. I know he's not like one of the best players, but he's a very big part.
Not as much as Harden defends booty cheeks.
Again, with Harden. I'm just going to let the boy play. And let
no,
it ride,
but,
you know?
I mean, yes, the Bulls have been nice this season and all, but they kind of fell off ever since Lonzo and Caruso been in and out. DeMar DeRozan, yes, he's on and off every other game. 40 points here, 50 points here, there. But he's not doing that against the Bucks. No. Especially if Giannis gets hot and all that. They have nobody to stop him.
Not the
playoff. Who are they going to put?
Bucks.
Tristan Thompson? That's nobody's going to guard Giannis. It's impossible. And even then, they got Lopez, they got Bobby Portis, they got crazy shooters. Like, if he needs to kick it out, he's going to kick it out. And then he's been working on his 3-point. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, this season, he's been nice with his three.
Kind of.
Not nice,
kind of,
but
sort
he
of.
Hits it.
He's, like, averaging 1.2, 1.3, like, threes. And he's bad. And he'll take them. If it's open, he'll take them. And I trust that he'll probably take more in this playoff series. But the Bulls should not be causing any trouble for the Bucks to move on from the first round. So, I'm pretty sure we're all taking the Bucks.
You think the Bucks are going to get the early games? Because remember last year, they like almost every series they went into, they the first couple of games, they did not perform.
It's
and
different.
Then just out the cut, just played their
Yeah, it's their random minds off. Because the first playoff game for the Nets is an afternoon game on Sunday, 3:30.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do with the Bucks, but I don't think that matters. I feel like players are ready to play. Yeah, they probably don't love it playing early, but...
You can
when you're
play
that good, you You just got to play.
It's okay, bro.
It shouldn't matter what time.
Not everybody's not staying up at 4 a.m. at the strip club.
That's not like early games into for like the second game of the series.
Other players can sleep early.
Like daytime. Like first or second game of the series to seven. Like last year in the playoffs, their first two games would look like they're not going to like pull through. And then the last like three games, they come in like out their minds. Their adjustments are crazy.
Cap.
So who are you guys taking?
It don't matter because I think everybody's Bucks saying regardless. Bucks.
Yeah, Bucks everybody's picking Bucks. Except for Taj, maybe.
Nah, I got the Bucks.
Thank you.
So if Michael Jordan came out of retirement and joined the Bulls, maybe.
There's nothing to argue about. We're taking the Bucks. Not much talking about.
So I wanted to say this earlier before we move on to this. Historically, the fifth seed has beat the fourth seed more times. I was going to say this about the Jazz, you know, potentially beating the Mavericks. So that kind of segues into the Philly and Toronto series.
The second most entertaining matchup of the first round. Dodge.
It's not going to be the Lakers.
The Raptors are a good team. Scottie Barnes.
Here we go.
Playing.
Now they're a good
playing
team.
Playing nice.
Now they're a good team.
Bro, we should win this. I doubt. I have very little, what's it called? Doubt in my mind that we're going to lose this series.
So you say it's like 90-10?
It's the NBA. It's not 90-10. You can't say 90-10 to any game.
80-20.
They're young and like overlooked, bro.
Bro, you have Harden and Embiid. Why are you not saying that?
Harden and Embiid. Okay.
You do not believe?
And he's not 100% confident that you can beat the Raptors.
And you have Maxie?
We don't have hilarious. Five.
And Maxie,
and from our last matchup, we see how much he's important. Hmm. But we have enough home games to pull it out, you know?
I mean, last time your boy dropped 30-10, and y'all still lost to the Raptors.
I remember that.
Two weeks.
You think Harden will get to the series without pulling his hamstring again?
I think now that he's not on a toxic team, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I lost 3 out of 4 games to Toronto Raptors this year.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's an L. Anyway, Raptors in 6.
For real?
Yeah. Raptors.
I was going to say Raptors in 7.
Raptors in 6.
Is that just the hatred for James Harden and
Embiid? No. I think if the Raptors can take even one game in Philly, they're going to win it in 7. They literally need one game in Philly. They need one game for Harden to choke, or they need one game for the Sixers bench to disappear.
Which is typical.
Which is very possible.
The Raptors are a very well-coached team, bro. We're seeing the coach being pursued by the top teams. We can see that the coach is really good. He's only done good things for the Raptors, and Thybul out is a really, really big deal. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. One game in Philly, I think the Raptors take every game at home, pull it out in 7.
Every single game?
Yeah.
Nah. Not every single game.
I don't know. I just don't believe in the Sixers in the playoffs because you need a good bench in the playoffs. Your starters can't play.
I think our rotation.
Your starters
need to
can't
be
play 45 minutes the whole game.
Our rotations need to. When Embiid and Harden aren't in and the bench is in, it's all Maxie. It's not all Maxi, but they run it through Maxi.
And you're going to rely on a second-year player.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying it's a very real possibility that the Sixers are not set up to go in a hard-fought series just because their starters are going to be playing a lot of minutes. And we've seen that with Doc Rivers, too. Yeah. If they go big in the series, Doc Rivers is prone to letting it up.
I think if the Sixers do not pull this win off early, it's just getting harder and harder for them. I know that obviously that makes sense, right? Every game it gets harder and harder. But for them to be successful and where they want to be a championship team this year, right now, if they take this game to six, seven, if they take the series to six or seven games, I don't think they have a shot in going that far because what happens to Harden or Embiid every year in the playoffs or late in the season? Every single year they get hurt. Something happens to them. Like they're not 100%. Embiid was not 100% last year. Even the year of the Raptors, he wasn't 100%.
Last year was the first year Harden had massive injuries. Not massive, but enough injury to take him out of a series or even playoffs.
I thought you were about to say a massive choke. But
I mean, like if you want to call an injury a choke, that's fine.
On the other side.
That tells me about how the fan you are.
You get what I'm saying?
On the other side? No, I do get that. And I'll also add to that Siakam can put up the same numbers as Joel Embiid. And with more assists, probably. Because he's
Embiid is not fast enough to keep up with Siakam. Nope. Especially in transition, which is like how the Raptors like to play.
Yeah, the Raptors have good role players. Like Gary Trent has been great for them.
Will show up more than...
Exactly.
Whoever the fuck is on the Sixers bench. Danny Green, Niang, Korkmaz.
Danny Green decided to show up on the one game that nobody else did. He went in fucking career high in Toronto.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he does. That's what he does. If you put him in when you need him, he's going to miss every single three that he'll take. That's it. Gary Trent is probably a better shooter than Danny
Harden
Green
has
right
to
now.
Play close to his peak.
But he doesn't in the playoffs. He never does.
He could.
I mean, he wants to win a ring, right? That's why he's here, right?
This
so he
could
has to.
Either be the best playoff year ever for Harden, or this could be the worst playoff year ever for Harden. There's no in between.
Agreed.
Yeah. This is a legacy year for Harden.
If he doesn't at least get to the conference finals,
it's somewhere in the playoff. Nah, it's
then he's just
conference finals. At least. Anything else would be an embarrassment. Conference finals losing would be a disappointment, and getting to the finals and losing would be like, well,
shows how much he
sucks
whines.
To suck, right? But like, not even getting to the conference finals like after requesting a trade is like. Just
whining about it,
but
all the way.
If he gets there or to the finals, it's like, oh shit! Well, at least he was close. Why are you laughing?
From Brooklyn to Philadelphia. I know he was crying and talking about.
Let's be honest.
This guy.
He ain't drive from Brooklyn to Philly. Yeah, he was in that jet with little baby.
And some strippers.
They
probably went on
and
nice,
some strippers he was paying
probably
50K
went on a nice little date in Paris too.
Yeah.
Le
baby.
Here we go.
The season's still going on, bro. Hit the practice instead of dropping 4 points.
You got Toronto. Hamza got Toronto.
Yep.
Harry got Toronto. Dodge got obviously Philly. I'm only going to go with Philly because this is it.
Yeah.
This is it, James Harden. This is it, Joel Embiid. I'm just kidding. Embiid.
Trust the process.
Yeah, but this was not the process. This was.
Ben Simmons fucked up the process by sitting out the whole fucking year. So he had to adapt.
That problem was gone. That chemistry was gone a long time ago. That was not the problem last year.
Yep. The process was interrupted. The process was put on halt.
And now Harden took over.
Yeah, and the process is back on.
Now Harden is a process.
Yeah. They could have been second seed if they won one game. They could have been where they are now if they did what they did.
Bro, there's two games between them and the first seed, so I guess every game mattered, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, with that being said, the last matchup, I think Atlanta-Miami, I think, is going to go Miami's way in six games. Cleveland, on the other hand, I think will give Miami a run for its fucking money, bro.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I agree with that completely.
Even potentially winning. The Heat are not a first seed in the East.
Nah.
Like, when it comes down to it, I mean, sure, they had the bubble year. Last year was a complete fluke.
They're a regular season.
You're going to tell me? Yeah, you're going to sit here, and especially with the shit that's been going on, their chemistry is not at 100%. Let's be completely honest.
They got hella internal issues. A lot of internal issues.
Do you expect a team like that? I mean, do you expect them to go far? I mean, they might win the series because they are the first seed, yes. At the end of the day, they are the first seed in a hard conference. But once again, would you take them? Would you take the Celtics over them in a series or no?
Yeah.
Celtics right? over Heat?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And if Jared Allen's back by then Bam, possible. Bam, I think, is not performing like Bam. Bam this season has been putting up numbers like 7 points, 8 points, shit like that.
He's been on and off.
But then some games he'll randomly just pop up.
Yeah.
Drop 30 out of nowhere.
But, I mean, I think it kind of just all falls on Jimmy Butler's shoulders. The team goes how Jimmy Butler goes. Mm-hmm.
That is.
If Jimmy Butler is not playing well, then the Heat are going to fight.
Crumble.
They're going to be really, really like, I don't know how to phrase it, but if Jimmy Butler's not playing well, then the team's still going to be in the game, but
they're going to be struggling.
They're not winning it.
Yeah.
They'll always be like 5-10 points behind without Jimmy Butler. If Jimmy Butler's out there 25 points every game, he could probably beat everybody except Milwaukee and the Sixers and the Nets. But I just don't think it's set up to be in the finals.
But if they come out like they did when they went up against LA in the finals, I mean, that year... Even then, they weren't still...
I feel like they had a more well-rounded roster
back then, right? Yeah.
And, like, even in the finals,
Bam got injured. I was just about to say that.
I don't know. It's going to be a fun series, but I'm taking the Heat, obviously. I'll say probably Heat in 5 or 6.
Over both the Hawks
both teams.
Cool.
5 or 6.
So, Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals. What are we thinking?
Suns.
Suns and Nets would be nice.
That's finals.
That's crazy.
We're almost there.
Oh, you're talking about each
conference? I'm low-key.
Oh, my bad.
Conference finals.
If Dallas is killing it, bro.
Without Luka? Luka needs to come back.
Nah, man. They got to be Golden State and or Memphis.
Can't do it without the hookah.
That's hard, man. That's beating Memphis and or Golden State.
Very tough.
I still take the Suns. Sorry, I didn't finish my thought.
Not even with the role players.
I think all of us have the Suns, though.
I think it's probably going to be Suns Grizzlies.
Yeah, Suns.
Can that happen though?
Grizzlies, if they perform right? Like a playoff
first and
team.
Second
because
seed.
The one and eight are playing the 4 and 5.
Yep, all the way down.
I think Suns and Grizzlies probably the 1 and 2 seed.
The Mavericks
if it's not in the Suns and Grizzlies.
The Mavericks are going to have to play the Suns. No. Or no. Yeah, yeah. No. Yes. Odd plays.
Mavericks and Jazz will play the winner of the Suns and whoever.
Suns and Grizzlies is crazy young talent with like a few veterans.
I think the Suns will take the Grizzlies in a series. The Grizzlies beat them in that regular season game and everybody went crazy, but it's a regular season game, bro. Like your role players are not going to be scoring 20 points a game in the playoffs.
Wasn't CP
because one team is focusing on you for 7 games. They're studying like every like hour. In the regular season, you're not, you know, sometimes
getting
attention. You're not giving that attention to every single game. I don't think the Grizzlies will be able to deal with the Suns' experience, especially that they came off the finals last year. So, conference finals, Suns, Grizzlies taking the Suns.
But again, I mean, they allowed Booker to drop 41 points on them, and I think that's when Chris Paul wasn't even there.
I think Warriors have a chance of getting in the finals over the Grizzlies. But now that I'm looking at it, they would play.
They have a chance.
Four finals.
Slim.
Yeah. A winner of Warriors Nuggets plays a winner of Grizzlies Wolves. I mean, if the Warriors, the Warriors are on all cylinders, fully healthy, they definitely have a chance.
Granted, all of this is granted that all teams are healthy.
But I mean, we know that's not going to be the case. Yeah. So we just got to make a prediction.
Sadly, every year.
And even if they're healthy, some players are not playing to their full potential, like Klay Thompson.
Come on, man. Conference finals. Yeah. Just pick it.
Conference finals.
I say Warriors and Suns.
I'd love to see Grizzlies and Suns.
I want to see the Suns and Mavericks. I know the Suns would probably still dominate that, but I think it's going to be Memphis and Phoenix if Golden State is not fully healthy. If Golden State is firing on all cylinders, it's going to be them and Phoenix.
Dallas couldn't see Phoenix in the finals.
I know.
Dallas couldn't see Phoenix.
They're going to play them sooner.
Or the Grizzlies or the Warriors.
Yeah. No, they can see the Grizzlies in the...
I'm saying they wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't be able to match up with them.
Oh, okay.
You guys are talking about, like, see them, see them. I'm talking about the Mavericks wouldn't be able to beat the Suns, the Grizzlies.
No, I agree with that.
In a series.
I agree with that.
In a series, yeah.
I agree with that.
Not right now.
So we're all taking the Suns, basically, yeah. I think, right? To come out of the West?
Come out of the West.
Yeah. All right, Eastern Conference Finals.
This is going to be...
Dodge?
I wonder what he's going to pick.
Eastern Conference Finals.
The strip club.
Just saying, I'm going to say it right now. The Bucks and Bulls, or the winner of that will play the winner of the Nets and Celtics. Mm-hmm. And the Sixers-Raptors winner will play the winner of the Hawks versus Heat. No, the Heat versus the Hawks or Cavs.
Yeah.
So those are the two ways it
could go. The Sixers have the easiest way of getting into the finals, or the conference finals.
What's new, bro?
What you mean what's new? It's called working hard and getting a good seed.
What's new?
But yeah, I always say Sixers. And unfortunately, I think... Actually, no. I'm going to go with the Nets. Because last year, KD missed... He didn't miss. He lost the game by an inch. So I think he won't make this mistake again because he'll have Kyrie, hopefully.
It's not a mistake.
Hopefully.
It's
just
Ben Simmons, maybe.
Ben Simmons, if he's going off.
So you're saying they say.
But you're not going to give Ben Simmons a shot like that. He's more the assist guy.
But I'm saying he'll be in the game. So you're saying Sixers-Nets?
Sixers-Nets.
If Toronto beats Philly...
I'm going to lose my mind.
Brooklyn is in trouble.
Huh?
What do you mean? No Kyrie.
Wait. You say if the Raptors beat Philly.
Yes.
The Nets are in trouble?
Yes.
Oh, because of Canada.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
It does not matter. I don't think the Raptors can beat the Nets.
KD's.
If Kyrie,
without Kyrie?
Maybe even Simmons.
I think Simmons.
No Simmons? I'm saying no Simmons.
Nah, I don't think. I still don't think so.
I'm saying how they are right
Kevin
now.
Kevin Durant by himself almost beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
I think... Kevin Durant by himself could beat the Raptors. I don't know if Harden by himself could beat the Raptors.
If the Raptors beat the Sixers, they're not getting past the second round.
Yeah, they're not.
Because they would play Miami.
Let's say the Sixers lose. You think the Heat will make it to the conference?
Yeah, they'll play the Raptors. They're playing.
But I mean, the Raptors would just come off beating the Sixers. And we just said the Heat are not legit. Heat Raptors would be a nice
series. Raptors have the reason the Raptors would beat Philly is because
of the Thibault thing.
Exactly.
But I mean, that's not
and
everything.
And defense.
That's
and overall
not everything,
defense.
Though. Not
I
everything.
Don't think Philly's defense is that good. It's because of the bench. Their starting defense is good. Their
second rotation
is good.
Are we all just going to...
I think Milwaukee...
Are we all just going to walk past the fact that we're just saying the Nets are going to beat the Milwaukee?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Easily. Milwaukee...
That shit's going
to
be...
Not easily. It's going to be like a...
That shit's going to be...
6-7 game series.
Crazy. That shit's probably going to go, 6 or 7 again.
You imagine Boston wins?
I mean, it's possible.
It'd be a good game, though.
Boston versus Milwaukee? Yeah. Who would you guys take? Because that's a good series, too. But I don't think the Celtics
that's
are anybody
going to
stop
Giannis.
Yeah, I'd take Milwaukee.
Celtics, Milwaukee, then it'll be Milwaukee, Sixers.
We could.
Let's say Milwaukee, Sixers. We're taking the Bucks.
I'd take Sixers.
Of course, man. What are you asking?
It'll be a good series.
It'll be a great series. Because when we played them, we won.
I just feel like the Sixers don't have enough to beat the Bucks or the Nets in a 7-game series.
But not when they're hot.
In two games, like if they're playing regular season, they could easily, right? But like 7 games is...
It's got to get into a rhythm. That's every team. Once you start winning, we get more comfortable, you get more confident, you start making shots.
All right, so...
This is all hypothetical.
All hypotheticals.
Yeah. We got to get past the first round anyway.
Take Milwaukee and Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And yes, that can happen.
But that's not
conference
finals,
though. That's
not,
second round.
That can happen, though,
that's
can
no,
it? Why?
It's only second
it's,
round.
The
it's
winner
odd
of...
even matchups.
No.
The winner...
Three and six are going to verse the 2 and 7.
It wouldn't be like that, because odd even would go off once a team lost.
So it either has to be...
I think it's going to be Milwaukee and...
Sixers, because Milwaukee and Nets and Celtics are all on one side.
Milwaukee and
the Raptors and Heat
about
are on the other side.
The Cavs might win out against the Heat. That's possible, but
they're not going to beat the
Sixers.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say next. Then on paper, they even. I'm going to take Milwaukee all the way through, man. I see Phoenix and Milwaukee
rematch
again.
It's possible.
I see it, bro.
They look like the best
the way,
teams.
That's what I was about to say. The way when both teams play at the highest caliber, I know Brooklyn just has a lot of asterisks, I think, with Kyrie not being able to play. And it's a mental thing, right? Like, at the end of the day, I'm not saying Brooklyn's not good enough, bro. Brooklyn could win this year 110%, fully healthy with Ben Simmons. I'll give them the second favorite spot. Then behind Milwaukee, if Ben Simmons comes out. But otherwise, I'm going to take Milwaukee and the Suns if Brooklyn, like, just completely falls apart, which I don't see them. My favorite to come out of the East is Brooklyn overall. But what do I see happening? Low-key, I see Milwaukee kind of just having that edge still.
Just because of Giannis.
Just because he can...
He's unguardable, he can, just like KD.
He's literally just unguardable. Like, KD can... He might miss a shot here and there. Giannis, if he just wants to, bro, he'll just go drive, free throw, whatever, like... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
he's too
fast. He's a little more fast. He's a little, and then on the other side of the ball, I mean, KD played a great defensive game last game, but on the other side of the ball, Giannis has a lot more impact.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's a monster on defense.
So the only reason I'm taking it is because Giannis is in his prime right now.
Yeah.
KD is as well, Kyrie, but they're a little, let's be honest, they're more efficient as players. They are more efficient, but I don't know if we can say that they're in their prime.
Still kind of.
I think you can, bro. Like,
well, the numbers.
How many better seasons has KD?
They're putting up numbers, but who's been putting? I know. Like, I'm only saying this because Kyrie's been out, and KD's been
just dropped hurt. 35
My nigga,
12 and 15, bro. Like, how's that not his prime? Just explain to me. You can say he's, you can say he's towards the end.
The only reason
still in the
prime. The only reason I'm saying that is because. The Bucks coming off of that, for them to still be the third seed is it's hard to be that same. I mean, if you go down to the bigs, I'll take Brook Lopez and Giannis over Drummond and Claxton, right? But then you don't have the Chris Middleton is not stopping KD. Kyrie is just gonna be Ben Simmons is gonna be unguardable. So
Curry now,
Seth Curry,
you got an open shooter.
Yeah. So I mean, like. Like I said, my favorite is Brooklyn to come out, but if they drop the ball, I completely see Milwaukee going to the finals again. Plain and simple. Like I said, I want Brooklyn to take it. They're my favorite, but I see Milwaukee kind of pulling it out.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be. I think the East is, I don't know, man. The playoffs are going to be crazy this year. Every team, like, to have teams that are on the East have the top seven teams within, like, 10 wins of each other, 9 wins of each other, it's crazy.
And with that, I think we should wrap this episode up. Thank you for tuning in today. If you want to find us on social media, look up Check the Stats 5. If you want to leave your opinion, review, or anything like that, you can find us on any streaming platform and leave it there. This is Hamza along with Deep, Harry, and Dodge, and James Harden in the club. Check the Stats.
Peace.
Westbrook's in Cancun right now, bud.
So is LeBron and Jay.